This morning's sermon is called Jesus Promises Another Helper from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 24, as we continue our journey through the Gospel of John, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Again, this passage took place on Thursday evening at the Lord's Supper, the day before Jesus went to the cross. John recorded lots of things that Jesus said during that night. He writes more about what happened on that night than any other gospel writer. These next few chapters all take place on Thursday evening at the Lord's Supper. And Jesus had been telling his disciples that he will be soon leaving them and going back to the Father in heaven where he came from. But as we read last week, they were very troubled by this. They didn't understand why he was leaving them. So Jesus continued to pour out his heart to them, continued to comfort them, continued to pour out his love. And as we're going to see in these next few chapters, he's going to give them promise after promise after promise as being a follower of his. Amazing promises to them and to all believers in Christ Jesus. So let's go ahead. We'll pick up where we left off last Sunday. If you brought your Bible with you, please turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Let's go through the Word of God. Let's look at verses 15 through 18. Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may remain with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives, he dwells with you, and will be in you." Verse 18 said, Jesus continued to say, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." So we left off last Sunday with an amazing promise from the Lord to his disciples back in the beginning of this chapter where Jesus told his disciples, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you that I go prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Promise to the disciples and all those in Christ Jesus. Now he continues to lay out a couple more promises right here in these verses. Here are two promises right here to them. He says, "I am going to pray to my Father, to the Father, and he will give you another helper, the Holy Spirit, that he may," you see this right here, "that he may abide in you forever." That he may remain. Abide means to remain in you forever. He tells his disciples this. Another promise from the Lord. And not only that, in verse 18, he gives them another promise. He says, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come again." Jesus said something very similar to this in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 20, he said, and Matthew recorded him saying, "I am with you always, even to the end of this age. I am with you," he said, right? "I will never leave you, nor what? Forsake you," right? Promises after promises from the Lord to his disciples and to every believer in Christ Jesus. But I want you to notice something very important here. All these chapters, chapters 14 through chapter 16 of these promises that Jesus lays out, I want you to notice this in verse 15. These promises are to those who love Jesus and keep his commandments. Okay? It's important for you to know this. Look at verse 15, what Jesus started out with. He said, if, that's a conditional verse, okay? When we see if, that's a conditional verse. He says, If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray to the Father. Right? And I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide in you forever, the Spirit of truth, and I will not leave you orphans. I will come again. Here's the qualifier. To those who love God and obey him. Okay? Very important to understand that, right? As a true Christian, you will love and obey. Amen? You will love and obey. And this is what Jesus is saying, right? A true Christian loves the Lord and obeys the Lord. Love is the motive. Obedience is the action. Okay? Love and obedience throughout the scriptures go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. Love and obedience. Love and obedience, right? And listen, true repentance and saving faith produce obedience. Okay? It comes naturally to the believer in Christ, right? It's not a burden to obey the Lord, right? Because of your true repentance and your saving faith, you want to obey because of your great love for the Lord. Right? Jesus said, if you really love me, you will keep and obey my commandments, says the Lord. The Apostle John, who wrote this book, Gospel of John, right? He wrote 5 books in the Bible. He writes a lot about love and obedience. Love and obedience. Love and obedience. He writes it throughout all his epistles. I want you, if you brought your Bible with you, turn to, hold your spot where you're at, and turn to the first book of John, his first epistle. I want to share a passage with you. Go to chapter 2. First book of John, towards the end. First book of John, chapter 2. I want you to go down to verse 3. I'm going to read 3 through 6. Listen carefully or follow along in your Bible. John wrote, now by this we know that we love, that we know him. Look at this. If we keep his commandments. Okay? He goes on to say, he who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments. Look what he writes. He's a liar. They're pretty strong words from the Apostle John. Right? And the truth is not in him. Look at verse 5. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him or her. Well, he writes again, second time. By this we know. Twice now, that we are in him, in Christ Jesus. He, verse 6, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Amen? Again, love and obedience, love and obedience. But stay in that same book. Go to chapter 5. Same book. Go to chapter 5. Look at verse 2 and 3. John wrote it again. He says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and look, and keep his commandments. Verse 3. For this is the love of God that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome, right? Over and over. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on how much John writes about love and obedience, love and obedience. You can't have one without the other. You can say you love God, but if you don't obey God, you don't love God. He says you're a liar. John's words. And again, true repentance and saving faith produce obedience. Right? It comes naturally to the believer. It comes naturally, right? And it's not a burden. like John wrote. It's not burdensome to you. You want to obey the Lord. So if you jump back into our passage in the gospel, verse 17, same, we're still on the same set of verses here. Verse 17, John wrote, he's talking about the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, whom the world, listen, cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, he writes. But you know him, the Holy Spirit, for he lives in you. For he lives in you, and he will be with you. In other words, the world does not see us Christians for who we really are. Why? Because it neither sees him nor knows him. Right? It neither sees him nor knows him. He says, but you know him because he lives in you. You know him. And he remains with you and abides in you forever. But not all the world. He says, not all the world. See, does the Holy Spirit live in? Not everybody. He says, but you know. Let's continue in verse 19 through 21. Jesus went on to tell them, he said, a little while longer, and the world will see me no more. Remember, this is Thursday night before he goes to the cross on Friday. He says, right? So he says, a little while longer, the world will see me no more. He says, but you will see me because I live. Oh, I love this. Because I live, you will live also, says the Lord. And on that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Look at verse 21. Here we go again. He who keeps my commandments, Jesus said, and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Second time. Continued. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest, show myself to him. Amen. You notice in verse 19, right? When Jesus said a little while longer, the world will see me no more. He's talking about physically, right? His after his death and his ascension into heaven, right? They're not going to see him anymore. He says, but you're going to see me. He says, because I live, you will live also, right? This was fulfilled when the disciples saw the risen Christ after his resurrection. He says, you will see me, right? It also points to the ongoing spiritual relationship that the believer has with Jesus through the Holy Spirit. He says, because I live, you are going to live also. Amen? You are going to live also. Jesus tells his disciples, although he is about to leave them physically, right, his resurrection will prove that he is alive, because he showed himself to his disciples. You know, Jesus only showed himself to those who loved him. You go through the scripture. He only showed himself to those who loved him. Right? And he says, and because he lives, his followers will share in his life. That's what he's talking about. He says, you're going to share in my life, right? Both now and forever, for eternity, after this life. He says, you share in this life with me. I'm in you, right? Your spiritual life is the life of God, so you know. Your spiritual life, okay? Is the life of God in you, in the believer. You are alive spiritually, because the life of God is in your soul. Okay? That's why you are alive in Christ when you become saved. Right? You cannot separate eternal life from the source of life, which is God. He is the source of life. You can't separate it. You become saved, you live in him. He lives in you, right? Hallelujah. Look at verse 20 of that same passage. He said, at that day, or on that day, Jesus is talking about the day of Pentecost. Pentecost, okay? He says, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you, right? On that day, he's talking about, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. He's talking about Pentecost, right? At this time. And I will come as well. You see what Jesus said? He says, I'm going to send the Helper, the Holy Spirit. He says, I'm going to come too. And he says, no, that the Father's going to come too. We're both are going to come. He says, the three of us are going to come to live within you, the triune God living within the believer. Amazing, huh? He says, we're going to take up residence in you. Amazing, right? I am his, he is mine, he lives in me, I live in him, I abide in him, he abides in me. Inside the believer. Paul really summed this up in Galatians 2:20, right? He says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives what? In me, right? And he continues on. He goes, in the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, right? Galatians 2:20. That's how every believer in Christ should feel. I was crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. Christ lives in me, right? In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amazing. Amazing. And if you know, did you guys notice in verse 21, Jesus said for the second time, he said, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Wow. Twice in this short passage. If you really love me, you will obey me, says the Lord. And he, look at the promise here to those. He said, and he who does love me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and I will show myself to him. Amazing promises from the Lord to all those who love and obey him. Amazing. You know the greatest example is of love and obedience? Jesus himself. He is the greatest example of what it means to love and obey. Right? In John 15, verse 10, Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. You think Jesus wants us to know that love and obedience go hand in hand, just like John writes? Absolutely. He says, just like I have loved the Father and I've kept his commandments, right? He says, I keep my Father's commandments because I love him, he loves me. Just like the believer in Christ, I love the Lord and I keep his commandments, right? It's motivated by my love, right? Because I'm motivated by my love for Christ, I obey him. Jesus is the greatest example of this. Let's look at our final verses here, verse 22 and 24. It says, Judas, not Iscariot, right? We know he's already gone, said to Jesus, Lord, how is it that you will manifest, show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to Judas, not Iscariot, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we, the triune Godhead, will come to him and make our home with him. Verse 24, he who does not, look at this, listen, he who does not love me does not keep my word. And the word which you hear is not mine, Jesus said, but the Father's who sent me. Now, in verse 22, when it says, Judas, not Iscariot, said to Jesus, Lord, how is it that you will show yourself to us, but not to the world? How come, they're wondering, how come you're not going to show yourself to the world? How come you're telling us you're just going to show yourself to us, right? He doesn't understand it. He's like, why not to the world? Here's why. Because not all the world loves and obeys Jesus. Okay? That's why he doesn't show himself to the world. I mean, God's attributes are shown every day, everywhere, right? Paul writes about that. He says, not one soul has an excuse not to come to Christ. His attributes are everywhere. Just look around at the universe, right? That doesn't happen by accident, right? So he said, so that's why he said, so he doesn't understand it. They're saying, how come you're just going to show us? Because the world doesn't love and obey Jesus. So I'm only going to show myself to those who love and obey me. Right? These are promises. These promises are to believers in Christ who love God and obey Him, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right? Jesus said in verse 23 of these verses here, He says, if, conditional verse, right? If anyone loves me, he will keep my commandments. Three times in this short passage. If anyone loves me, he or she will keep my commandments. Period. And my Father will love him, and we, the triune God, will come to him or her and make our home with him or her. Come to live within those who love and obey Christ, those believers in Christ, right? When does that take place? At salvation. The day you surrender your life to Christ. That's when it takes place. That's when the Holy Spirit, the triune Godhead, comes to live within the believer. At salvation. The day you give your life to Christ, He says, I'm coming to live within you and be with you. Right? He said, abide with you, what? Forever. That means forever. Here and up there. But you notice Jesus, what He said in verse 24? He said, but those who do not love me, He said, they will not follow my, they will not keep my words because they do not love me. They will not obey me. He said, he who does not love me does not keep my words. And did you notice Jesus wants us to know? He said, and I just want you to know, these are not my words. These are my Father's words. He who sent me, right? In other words, if you do not obey me, says the Lord, you do not love God no matter what you say. It's the word of God. And Jesus wants us to know, these words that I tell you, I receive from my Father who sent me. Clearly says, you do not obey me because you do not really love me, says the Lord. But to those who do love me and obey me, here are my promises to you, says the Lord. Verse 15, I will pray to the Father, and He will give you another helper, the Holy Spirit, that He may abide in you forever, the Spirit of truth. That's my promise to you as a believer in me who loves and obeys me. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, another helper, after, He's telling them, after I leave. And not only that, Jesus says, and I'm going to come too. And so is it my Father. And we're going to take up residence in you. Amazing, right? God living within us. Everywhere we go. Right? Verse 21, He says, He also will be loved by my Father, and I will love Him, and I will show myself to Him. Verse 23, we, the triune God, will come to make Him, right? We'll come to Him and make our home with Him. Or her. Amazing. Living within us. Listen to what Paul wrote, then we'll close. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. He said, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Who, he writes, who is in you, whom you have from, it says, whom you have from God. He says, God has given you the Spirit of God in you, and you are not your own. Look at, he says, for you are bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen? Right? The fullness of God living within every believer in Christ. And listen, we are complete in Him. Amen? We are complete in Christ. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for speaking directly to us this morning. We ask You, Lord, that You continue to speak to us each and every day. Every day we pick up Your Word. We go through Your Word. Oh, we ask You, Lord, that Your help of the Holy Spirit of God will continue to open our eyes to your word and help us and give us the understanding so we know exactly, Lord, what your will is. If we ever wanted to find out what your will is, Lord, you have laid it all out for us right here in your word. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.